In Northwest News on KPLU, visit Seattle Central District and you'll see modest houses being torn down to make way for pricey condos. Some residents say the price gentrification here is a loss of a strong African American community. For our election series, Back on the Block, KPLU's Paula Whissel explores the issue with two candidates vying to represent the Central District on the Seattle City Council, Kashama Sawant and Pamela Banks.
This is what I heard when I talked with longtime residents of the Central District, which back in the 70s was majority African American.
You know, the black community is gone. I mean, it's, you know, looking, you know, the black community has been pushed out of the Central area.
Pushed out, K.L. Shannon told me, by gentrification. It's something both Seattle City Council District 3 candidates Kashama Sawant and Pamela Banks have voiced concern about. Here's Councilwoman Sawant at a rally.
Gentrification is absolutely a problem all throughout Seattle.
And Banks during an interview.
When it happens or while it's happening, nobody's saying anything. And then after it's done, then people are like, oh my gosh, the neighborhood gentrified.
For Pamela Banks, who heads the Urban League and has lived in the Central District for decades, it's personal as well. She says she's watched over the past several years as black-owned businesses have closed.
When the Facts newspaper turned into a doggy daycare, or when you have Thompson's Point of View turns into a vegan restaurant. I mean, that's kind of like the signs, right? And then housing prices go up, and then major investment starts coming in, and that's what's happened in the Central District.
Banks and her opponent, Kashama Sawant, both say the question is how to retain racial and economic diversity in the face of such investment. And both say, not surprisingly, it's about keeping housing affordable. But they differ on how best to do that. Sawant wants rent control and has made it a cornerstone of her campaign. This interview actually took place at a rent control rally.
And we can see that if we don't pass laws that give renters power in the housing market, it is effectively redlining.
Pamela Banks opposes rent control, saying it hasn't worked in other places it's been tried.
You know, my biggest thing is I do not want us to look like San Francisco. They still have, you know, the highest rents in the country, and it's really become a city of the haves and have-nots, the rich and poor.
Banks favors rental subsidies over rent control. She'd also like to see down payment assistance for new home buyers. She says it was a program like that a few decades ago that helped her buy a house. Sawant counters that those sorts of things don't go far enough. Desperate times, she says, call for more aggressive measures.
Probably at this point, a majority of the population in Seattle is paying more than 30% of their income in rent.
Sawant also wants the city to use its bonding capacity to build thousands of city-owned units. And she wants mortgage relief for homeowners who are underwater. For her part, Pamela Banks says for the Central District, she'd like to prohibit what she calls predatory real estate agents and developers from
knocking on people's doors, especially African-American seniors that have lived in their homes 30, 40, 50 years and offering them cash for their house. Something needs to be done with that. I mean, I get a postcard a week and I live in a townhome.
These two candidates differ in style as well as the substance of their proposals. Sawant is the first socialist elected to the Seattle City Council and is often on the national stage. Pamela Banks likes to say she's not about an ideology or revolution and emphasizes her local roots, pointing out that long before Black Lives Matter became a hashtag, she was raising a black son in the Central District. Paula Whissel, KPLU News.